With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
You have a fiver there, bud?
A fiver?
Yeah, I'd like to make a contribution to WBFO.
Oh, it's Pledge Week, yes.
It definitely
Our
is.
Our membership drive. Just a five? You know, it doesn't take much to give till it hurts.
And, of course, the number to call is 877-511-1017. Has a nice rhythmic feel to
it. It's a bounce, a bounce. 1-877-511-1017. Call now.
Let's talk about Charlo.
Charlo, I was in New York City last weekend, Los Angeles this weekend, Broadway, and I saw the musical of Chaplin, Chaplin the Musical.
Charlo is the French...
That's a French nickname for Charlie Chaplin.
Was it good? Did you like it?
Do you know... I didn't know what to expect, and, okay, I loved it. I just loved it.
I love it. We all love Chaplin.
Well, this remarkable actor, Rob McClure, plays Charlie Chaplin, and the resemblance is uncanny. He has every gesture down pat, but happening right before your eyes. And, yes, the show has cliches, and, yes, the show is sentimental, and, yes, I ate it up with a spoon. Just loved it.
When you go to see Chaplin, that's what you go to see.
I think so. And I really was not so tuned in to just how horrible he was treated toward the end of his career in Hollywood.
Oh, my God.
J. Edgar Hoover coming after him, and he's banned from the country. And fascinating story, delightful musical. And, you know, I've been wondering why there were so many ads for it around Buffalo. Rich Entertainment is one of the producers. They also were in Leap of Faith and for Jesus Christ Superstar, all on Broadway this year. So Buffalo, supporting Broadway.
Using Buffalo as our stepping-off point, A.R. Gurney has a new play out. It's called Heresy.
Heresy, down at the Flea Theater off Broadway. This is Gurney still in his futuristic America under Republican rule, and wouldn't that be scary, theme.
Sounds ominous.
It's hilarious. It is a comedy, Gurney. He's a very funny man, and in a dry way that I find very appealing.
I have the answer. You supply the question. If there is, I haven't found it yet.
This is a British play that marks the American stage debut of Jake Gyllenhaal, the movie star. And it is about a 15-year-old girl who is obese, which makes her the target of bullies in her school. And Jake Gyllenhaal plays an uncle, estranged from the family, who moves in, but he cares about this girl. If there is, I haven't found it yet, that is off-Broadway.
The Dead English is a musical adaptation of Bram Stoker's What Else Could It Be But Dracula.
Just in Time for Halloween by Justin Karcher and Steven Sitzman, local boys at the American Repertory Theater of Western New York. I am in the mood.
This is where I get a chance to say, blah, let me bite your neck.
Your famous Bela Lugosi impersonation.
Let us move on to The Whipping Man. What is The Whipping Man?
The Whipping Man is a play being done by Jewish Repertory Theater. It takes place the day after Lee surrenders to Grant, the end of the Civil War, which historically actually was Passover. A Jewish Confederate soldier returning home to his family plantation, which has been all but destroyed, to find two freed slaves from his family, these newly freed slaves, with a celebration of the freedom of the Israelites from Egypt. Fascinating play at the JRT.
True is ongoing. It's a one-man show by Jay Preston Allen. It's based on the writings of Truman Capote and is presented by Buffalo United Artists.
Down on Chippewa Street, Christopher Standart.
I love the picture of him. It looks very much like True.
Well, now that we're through, 1-877-511-1017 is the number to call.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.